So our next act is from Vancouver, and they are the Solidarity Notes Labor Choir, coming on stage now. Founded in 2000 after a member of the Vancouver Labor Council heard the Seattle Labor Chorus during the 1999 anti-WTO protest. This choir has completed two albums. They've traveled to Cuba, to San Francisco, and to Seattle, and of course have sung at many picket lines, protests, rallies, as well as participating in lots of concerts like this one. Their director is Earl Peach, so please welcome the Solidarity Notes.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. women working in the sweatshops and the store, in the office and the factory, and at night they scrub the floor. But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the women sweat it for. I've seen my fellow workers throughout this mighty land, and I swore we'd get together and together
in their creosote domes. They're flying. for a union, and part of the job that I do is to organize strikes, because very often strikes don't just happen spontaneously. They take a lot of work on the ground by a lot of people. And this next song was written for one of those people who worked with me in preparation for a strike, who did just a fabulous, amazing job. She was a single mom. She could ill afford to strike, but she was so brave and ready to fight if she had to, and she was willing to do all the hard work behind the scenes. And then just before the eve of the strike, she found out she had cancer, and she still underwent treatment, chemotherapy and radiation, and kept up with what she could do to support that strike. And I'm happy to say that she survived her treatment, and she's fine now to this day. And I had a lunch meeting with Earl, and I was telling him about, you know, how hard she'd worked and how amazing she was and how upset I was, and I was kind of scared about the strike, whether or not it would work, and this next song came out of that discussion.
The most dangerous country in the world to be a trade unionist these days is Colombia. And at the moment, our conservative government in Canada is proposing a free trade agreement between our country and Colombia. You're right, and we're doing our best to oppose it. I'm pleased to say that in this country, in the United States, the Congress has refused a free trade agreement with Colombia, which is something that that they should be proud of and you should be proud of, and we hope our government emulates it. This is a song about that situation in Colombia. It's called "Coke is the Drink of the Death Squads."
And it's by David Robix.
Oh, yes.
Children's hungry cries, so they said, "We'll join the union."
municipal government's public workers. And it's, the words are actually by Paul McKenna, and it's to light this mount like a mountain railway, right?
Miner's life guard.
Miner's life? Yeah. One of them old songs.
Times are tough for public workers. Every day is something new. Layoff threats and hiring freezes. Freezes in our wages too. Pages bounded by inflation. Budgets cut down to the bone. We have gone standing together. It's no time to stand alone. Public workers, stand together. Stand with pride. For you, and it is surely one that is known to everybody. So, you know, if I don't hear you, I'm going to have to turn around and go plain. We shall overcome.
Rights Labor Choir. Let's hear it. Aren't they fantastic?